plays Jazz Fest Sunday afternoon. Jazz New Orleans and a celebration of Jazz Fest 2013 here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO New Orleans, 90.5 KTLN Thibodaux Houma, and at WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by. Jazz New Orleans is made possible thanks to generous support from some anonymous New Orleans music lovers. Still to come tonight, John Boutte hooks up with Cubanismo to make some carnival magic, and the late, great Danny Barker in the company of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band has, in recent years, sought out collaborations with musicians from outside the New Orleans jazz tradition. One of the happiest and longest running of those collaborations is between the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and Bluegrass Hall of Famer Del McCurry and his fantastic band. Del McCurry started singing as a youngster in a quartet with his brother, cousin, and the minister at the Missionary Baptist Church where they performed.
That was the first time I sang in public, was in church, really, you know. And so I found out, you know, that you don't just play, you have to sing too. And in every band I've been in, before I ever went with Bill Monroe, I had to sing a part of some kind. Oh, you got to do this part now. And it was easy for me to sing parts. I understood them. From an early age, I understood how to sing any part.
The Del McCurry Band and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band get together at Jazz Fest this Sunday. Here is Del McCurry singing with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Love, Oh Love, Oh Careless Love.
True love had to part. Fellas, yeah, I've been in a disaster. Went over to Poke Chop Willie's joint back at the tracks last night. You know that little bus out joint. Everybody's boozing, having a good time. Fat Fanny was there, Wide Open Annie, Luli Bell, Juicy Lucy, and Poke Chop Willie. They all were sitting there talking trash about the good old days. And Poke Chops is a nickel apiece and you couldn't find a nickel. And we were talking trash and drinking, having a good time. And my hand slipped and fell on Blue Lou's thigh. And she straightened up and she said, "Keep your filthy, crummy hands to yourself." I said, "Okay, darling." So we kept on yakety-yakking and talking and drinking that fire water. After a while, you know, on purpose, my hand slipped again. When my hand slipped, she looked at me and she sang this song. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you buy no ride? Don't you buy no ride? If you buy some ride, you wanna make me high. And if you make me high, you're gonna tell a lie. You take me out like a gentleman, treat me fine, but I know there's something in the back of your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you touch my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna grab my thigh. Grab my thigh, you're gonna go up high. So don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg. Don't you feel my leg? Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you're gonna go up high. So don't you feel my leg?
Go talking about Mr. Rhythm. If your woman is cheating or your man says he's leaving, better get yourself some dancing shoes and syncopate your weary blues, shuffling along with Mr. Rhythm. Now Mr. Melody sounds mighty fine to me when he croons a tune of love. He sings to me so sweet and knocks me off my feet. But Mr. Rhythm picks me back up. If you feel like a sad sack, Mr. Rhythm has what you lack. Better get yourself some jive, jack. Lay back and let yourself relax. Leave everything to Mr. Rhythm.
Recent multiple Big Easy Music Awards winner Mashiah Lake from a few years back with Mr. Rhythm. Mashiah Lake and the Little Bighorns put on an excellent show in the rain at Jazz Fest yesterday. Wish they'd had a sunny day and the bigger crowd that would have meant. But the weather didn't mess up the music or diminish the appreciation of the fans who were there. And the late, great Danny Barker with that wonderful preamble that lets him sing the song he wrote for his wife, Lulu Barker, Don't You Feel My Leg. Danny Barker in the company of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band off their The New Orleans album CD. The Dirty Dozen opened for Widespread Panic at Jazz Fest yesterday. Jazz New Orleans and a celebration of Jazz Fest 2013 here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Glad you stopped by. Still to come tonight, Taj Mahal and the Real Thing Tuba Band in its original incarnation, and two great current New Orleans trumpeters back-to-back. George Duke has done it all in music, played, composed, produced, and done it all at a very high level. In the 70s, George Duke did two stints with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
Frank opened me up to a world of everything, you know, from everything from doo-wop to contemporary orchestral music. He taught me the value of humor, the first one to get me to sing, the first one to get me to play synthesizers. Style was really irrelevant to him.
It was back during those Zappa days that George Duke met his longtime friend and musical colleague, bassist Stanley Clark. And the two have been working together ever since. The Stanley Clark George Duke Project plays Jazz Fest tomorrow afternoon. And they check in on Jazz New Orleans now with The Village.
Ooh.
Orleans trumpeter Jamil Sharif off his Gemillennium CD, Peep Diggity. And another Crescent City trumpeter and composer, Terrence Blanchard, from Bounce on the Verge. Jamil Sharif was out at Jazz Fest today, and Terrence Blanchard plays the festival tomorrow. Also highly recommended among the jazz offerings at the festival tomorrow, the Stanley Clark George Duke Project, outstanding young New Orleans saxophonist Aaron Fletcher, Fleur de Brie, featuring Zigaboo Middle East, George Porter Jr., Nick Payton, and David Torkanowski, and Dr. Michael White's original Liberty Jazz Band. And there's plenty more to go with those, including the big headliners of the day, Fleetwood Mac. Diane Reeves did a very nice job on one of their tunes last Sunday at the festival. It's Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. I'm Fred Kasten with John Boutte and Cubanismo getting together here in just a few minutes for some Mardi Gras Mambo. And California-born, New Orleans-adopted Eric Lindell, singing about something devoutly to be desired, sunny days. Right now, the Iguanas, who play Jazz Fest this afternoon, off Nuevo Boogaloo, El Orangutan.
El orangután. some rainy days I have no love. Some rainy days, you know, I have no love. And some days I can't get up. Lord, I have no love. And the sunny days are few and far between. Right before your darkest hour, it seems. It seems like the sun may never shine.
Eric Liddell from Change in the Weather, Sunny Days, Say No More. Please answer my prayer. And John Boutte with Cubanismo, Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo Mambo. John Boutte plays Jazz Fest Sunday, and Eric Liddell is there tomorrow afternoon. Jazz New Orleans, and a celebration of Jazz Fest 2013, here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Great to have you here tonight. By the way, next week, Our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week conversation will be with the gentleman who helped author, along with his quartet, one of the highlights of Jazz Fest so far this year, saxophonist Joshua Redman. Up next tonight, Taj Mahal, who back in 1972 did a recording titled The Real Thing that used horns and a formidable tuba section. Taj Mahal and the reconstituted Real Tuba Band play Jazz Fest Sunday afternoon, and check in now from The Real Thing. Ain't Gonna Whistle Dixie anymore.
We're going to have a good time tonight. You'll definitely have to put some shake in your shaker. A little quake in your quaker. A little rock in your sock. If you have been following this music for a while, you will note that this is one of the first major changes in the music, the addition of brass and percussion, and some of the members. Howard Johnson. John Hall.
Taj Mahal from The Real Thing, Ain't Gonna Whistle Dixie Anymore. Jazz New Orleans, and a celebration of Jazz Fest 2013, here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Highly recommended among the jazz offerings at the festival tomorrow, the Stanley Clark George Duke Project, outstanding young New Orleans saxophonist Aaron Fletcher, Fleur de Brie, featuring Zigaboo Middle East, George Porter Jr., Nick Payton, and David Torkanowski, and Dr. Michael White's original Liberty Jazz Band. New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO New Orleans, 90.5 KTLN Thibodaux Homa, WWNO.org. Broadcasting in HD from the University of New Orleans with 24 hours of classical music at WWNO HD2 and jazz all the time at WWNO HD3. A check of the latest news from NPR is coming up next, and then music through the night. Stay with us.